This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin today with a little cognitive economic dissonance. News item number one, the regular Thursday report on first-time claims for unemployment benefits. Last week, for the first time in 14 months, those claims fell below 500,000 people. Still historically high, but way better on trend. News item number two, the regular report on monthly unemployment we are going to get tomorrow. Could be seven figures worth of new jobs. News item three, and this one is straight up reporting that we have done. Even though fewer people are getting laid off and more people are finding jobs, we still have companies and trade groups shouting loudly and persistently, it must be said, that they just can't find people to hire. There are a bunch of reasons. Of course, people who lost or left jobs might be worried about getting sick if they go back. There are schools that some people have started. Also, of course, kids and no childcare. We asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, what else might be going on, though?
About that loud and persistent complaining that employers can't hire the workers they need, don't just take our word for it.
We simply can't source enough talent to meet current demand.
Richard Wahlquist is CEO of the American Staffing Association, which represents employment and temp agencies.
We don't expect that that's going to abate in the near future. And it's across many, many different occupations.
Wahlquist says a lot of potential workers aren't ready to get a new job yet. Maybe they're not vaccinated or have kids stuck at home. He says many older skilled workers may not be coming back.
Baby boomers who are nearing retirement or working perhaps beyond traditional retirement, many of them have left the workforce altogether.
And so companies are recruiting loudly and persistently.
Everywhere you drive, you see help wanted signs.
Michael Gritton runs Kentuckiana Works, the workforce development board for the Louisville region.
Our career centers are hosting job fairs. Companies are offering signing bonuses.
But Gritton doesn't see this as a classic labor shortage. It's more a matter of time.
The return of workers is going to be gradual, so there's a mismatch between what employers want and the speed with which people are going to come back to the labor market.
There's another mismatch, says Heidi Shierholz at the Progressive Economic Policy Institute, between the pay employers are offering and the pay workers are willing to take.
If an employer posts a job and then they can't find the workers that they need, that just means there's a labor shortage of people who will work at that wage.
In a really tight labor market, as Fed Chair Jay Powell has recently pointed out, wages would be rising. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.